The yella b'chor the kai rachmon l'mah hilchasa. Why did the Torah write the word b'chor? You're telling me now it's lav daska b'chor. Anyone can make yibum, and anyone that makes yibum yashes his brother also. So why did the Torah say the word b'chor altogether for? And the Gemara puf faked the grey yusa. It takes away from nachla. The what? Ma b'chor. Just like the loch of a b'chor. When a b'chor yashins his father, he gets two chalokim. But what? Ain't a noito b'ruach of a muchzik. He only gets two portions of what his father has right then when his father dies. Roll means a check that the father is supposed to collect the money, but they didn't collect the money yet, and b'chor doesn't yashin two portions. Is af hai the same thing that the yovim yashins his brother, ain't a noito b'ruach of a muchzik. He only takes over his brother's property that the brother collected has already. But if his brother has a shtar to collect money from somebody else that they didn't collect yet, that's called ro. He only has a right to collect it, but it wasn't collected yet. Then the brother that's miyabin does not yashin that. That money that's collected later goes equally to all the brothers. That's the chiddush of Bechor. Bechor is taken away from the Yerusha. That's what we say if the brother now marries his brother's wife. He yashins his brother, he only yashins like a bechor what he's muchzik, the property your brother owns. But the property your brother's role to collect, that he doesn't yashin. You just list Gemara, Rashi just says in the list Morse Kashi was Lamai Hilchasa Negriyusa. Like, for what purpose does the Torah says the word bechor? So really, we need the word bechor to teach us that it's a mitzvah begodol. Like the Mishnah says, it's not the kuvam, but I call upon him it's a mitzvah for the godol to do yibam. How do we know that? From the word habachor. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Tap Rashi says it means licht of godol. Now the question is, why did the Torah say the word bechor? It should have just said the word godol. True, it has to say the word godol to teach us as a mitzvah l'chatchila for the oldest brother to make yibum. But why did the pasuk say habachor? So now we're answering, the word habachor is legriyusa. To teach us that when the brother is miyabim, his brother's wife, he takes over the Yerusha, the Nachla, that's only on what's muchzik, what the brother collected already, for what he has the right to collect, that there's no din Yerusha for this Yovan, but all the brothers yashin it equally. So the Mishnah. Hanitan ala shivcha. Hanitan means, Rashi says, choshut, klema, sheatoinim olov dvar las. There's a rumor going around city that this person lived with the shivcha. That's the rumor. There's a lot going around that this person, the Yid, this Chaim, this person lived with the Shivcha. V'nishtachro. And then the Shivcha became freed. The master of the Shivcha freed him. Oy ala venes kechovim. Or else there was a rumor going around town that this Chaim lived with the Shiksa. Has nus with the Goya. V'nizgayro. And the next thing we know, we hear that that Shiksa is Mizgayish, becomes a Jew. The locher is ha'reza lo yichnois. This person of this Chaim should not marry them. The Chatzchili is not supposed to marry the Shivcha, if the case was with the Shivcha, or if the Laz was the Shiksa, he should not marry. V'yim konas, let's say this Chaim did marry, which either case it is, O-O, is ain't my sin miyodo. The Ma'isi will let them stay married together, and we don't tell them to get a get. So Rashi says, Anitimidhi said, Choshu Kloima Shetoinim Olav Divri Laz. There's a rumor going around that this person lived with the Shivcha, or else he lived with the Goya. Is Lo Yisenu. You're not supposed to marry them after them is Gaia, or after she comes free. Rashi, why? Mishum Laz, people shouldn't talk about you. Shlo Yoyimu, people shouldn't say, oh, Emma saw you, HaKol HaRishon. If people see you marrying now, people are going to say, hey, it's true what we heard about you. The last week was only a rumor, it was only gossip around town. Now if they're going to see that you really marry them, the people say, you know why you're marrying them? Because you knew it before already, and they'll be Mechazik to Laz, and that's not nice to do. We'll see the Mora of the Pasuk, Don't let people talk bad about you. Therefore, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to marry them. But if you did marry them, though, the loch is no aveir involved. Even if you did live with the shivcha, even if you did live with the shiksa, but now that they're misgayer, l'maisa, they're a Jew now, and l'maisa, the midiraisa, you're allowed to marry them. So if you did get married to them, you're allowed to stay married. What about hanito and aleshesish? There was a rumor going around again that this person, this Chaim, lived with another Eishes Ish. Not with a Shivcha, with a Goya, but Imamish lived with an Eishes Ish. He lives with somebody else's wife. And then that husband gives his wife a get, that she's come out like a Saita, that she's also to a husband, because there's a rumor going around now that his wife lived with somebody else, so she's also to the husband, so the husband gave her a get. Now the locher is, If this person, this Chaim, now marries that lady that got a get from a husband, the lacher is yoytzi. He has to get rid of her. And this is a din d'iraisa. So drashi yoytzi, you have to get rid of her now. So drashi din d'iraisa asura. Because midiraisa she's also to you. Nami laboya. Yeah, that this is a din d'iraisa. So the Rashi is yoytzi, the midiraisa asura nami laboya. Midiraisa, if a man lives with an anxious ish, the Isha is also to a husband, and she's also from now on the Ulam to the Boyal, to this new man that she has nus with. To Dashin and Widashin, Vinitamor, two times, Shnei Pomin. Echod Labal, one thing is Saita, an Isha that has nus, she becomes also to her own husband, she can't live with her husband anymore, her husband has to give her a get. Vinitamor, Labal, there's another passage to say that the man that has nus with her, he's also to her Lielam. So therefore, if he goes and marries her, it's only like a chai v'lavin, so if Dushin is chal, but the lacher is yoytzi, he has to give her a gift. He's not allowed to stay married to her. That's a d'iraisa. Now the Gemara sounds like this. Hog yoyres miyo havoy. In the first case, where there was a rumor going around that Chayim lived with a shiksa, with a goya. And the next thing you know, we hear that she was mizgayi, she became a Jew. So it says you're not supposed to marry her. But if you do marry her, the Kedushin is chal, and you're allowed to stay married to her. So mashma what? That geirus, that the shiksa became a Jew, it's called the good geirus, she's called the good Jew. For the Gemara Minu, have a kasher on this. Mashma posha, the only reason why she was mizgayir, because she liked this Jew, she liked this man. But she was only mizgayir, not because she really wanted to do the mitzvahs, but she wanted to marry this yid. That's why she was mizgayir. Still, mashma for now mishnah, the geirus is chal. If the girl is mizgayir because she wants to marry a Jewish boy, the geirus is still chal. So Trashi of Giyuris Mio Hevi. The Afagav L'Nizgayro L'Shem Yadus Ela B'Shvil She Yisendel Zeh. The only reason why she became a Jew was because she wants to marry this Jew. Still we say the Geras is Chal. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on you. Is that true? It says Alocha Echod Ish Shenizgayir L'Shem Isha. If a man, a guy, that was Nizgayir became a Jew because he wanted to marry a Jewish lady, he fell in love with a Jewish lady, and he wanted to marry her, and he knows the only way he can do it is becomes a Jew, so he was Mizgayir. The Yechor, another case, just the opposite. Isha, she Mizgayir, will Lashonish. A Goya, a Shiksa, fell in love with a Jewish boy, and she wanted to marry him, so therefore, she became a Jew, she was Mizgayir. The Chayin, the same thing, Misha, Mizgayir, Lashom, Shulchem, Lachim. If somebody was Mizgayir, because the Shulchem, Lachim, because he wanted to become rich, Shulchem, Lachim. Like you know, we become a Jew, a chveis, to get a good position there. He'll be a rich person. L'shem shulchem alachim. L'shem avdei shleima. You know, he wanted to become like an evan. Shleima is a trashi, baal shorora hoya. They wanted to be leaders. That's the reason why they become gerim. In other words, the kids of the brass were saying, if there's any other reason besides to become a Jew, that the guy wants to be a Jew, the klal is einam gerim. The gerim is not chal. Divir Rebbe Nechemya. That's from Nechemya Shita. Shoy Reb Nechemya Oimer, Reb Nechemya used to say, Echad Geri Arois, if a guy becomes a Jew because he's afraid, Arois means the lions were there. Rashi says, Kagoy Kusim, Tehsiv B'Seif HaMelochim, Vayishlach Hashem B'Emes Arois, V'Nizgayru, Kedehsiv Hossam, V'Gol HaShemun. Kitsa, they were afraid, they would get the lions would kill them, therefore they became Jews. So such people, Reb Nechemya holds, are not Gerim, they're Goyim. That's the Machloikas all over, if Kusim Akul Geri Emes, or Geri Arroyas saying, it's a machlokes. Lechem Yehold, Geri Arroyas is not called the Ger. It's Echad Geri Arroyas, the Echad Geri Chaloymas. Somebody has a dream, the Rashi, Baal Chaloymas, same level as Geir. Somebody told all his dreams, the Chvez, to somebody, and somebody said, your dream said that you should become a Jew. And that's why I became a Jew. That's no good. You didn't become because you want to, because this Baal Chaloymas told you to, that's no good. The Yechod Gerin Mordechai V'Esther. Who are then the Bizman Mordechai V'Esther, the Drashi. The Pasuk says, V'Rabim Me'yam Me'yoritz Mithyadim. A lot of the Goyim then also became Jews, because they saw the great Nisim that happened, the way they killed out Haman, so they were Mizgayir. But not because they wanted to be a Jew to do the mitzvahs, instead they wanted to be on the winning power. So such people, the Klal is, Einam Gerim. That's not called the good Ger. That's a Nechem Yeshita. Achi Yizgayru Bizman Azeh. Unless they're misguided like nowadays. For the Gemara, Bizman is there, Sakabatis, the Goni, Mikaba Gerim today. So, what about the Gerim that were there before already? Elema, what the Bryce means to say is like this. Kibizman azeh. A ger has to be mezgaya not for any special purpose. Kibizman azeh. In other words, there's no special Indian of being, you won't be so rich now, you won't have anything special, just like living in normal times. If you want to be a normal Jew, then it's alright. Rashi says, Bizman azeh, kol hani makmi hochi lav gerim ninu, point of Nehemiah. Here is a Nehemiah Shita, right? So the Gemara says, "How could our Mishnah mash with the Geras as Chal, and the Geras mash with the Geras as not Chal?" So my answer is, "Oyitma lo Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa Mishmei the Rav Halacha Kedivrei Yoimer Kulam Gerimim Lalacha." We don't pass like Rav Nehemiah. True, Rav Nehemiah holds that Shita, but Halacha is like the Shita that holds Kulam Gerimim. They're all good Gerim. Even though they have another reason why they became Gerim, but Lamaisa, they were makabel upon themselves to become a Jew, the Geris is Chal. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's true, like in our Mishnah, if the Shiksa became a Jew because she fell in love with a Jewish boy, so what's wrong with the Chila? Why can't the Yid marry her now? Now that she's Mizgayah, she's 100% good Jew. So why can't the boy marry her? For the Gemara Yochi, the Chila Nami. And the Gemara Mishum de Rabasi, the reason why you shouldn't do it is Mishum Rabasi Zalocha. The Yom Rabasi, Hose Mimcho Ikshus Peh, who loves us for saying, take away gossip, don't do anything that people say dead rumors about you. So Rashi said in the Mishnah, that if you're going to marry this girl after she's Mizgayer, people are going to say now, huh, the rumor we heard last week about you that you live with this Shiksa, is like a true. Like that's the reason why you're marrying her, because you fell in love with her before. So in order people should not talk like this about you, there's an Indian with the Rabbanin not to marry her. Don't let people say rumors about you. But Lu Yitzu, you do marry her though, this is not a strong enough reason to have to give her a get. But the Rabbanin, you're still allowed to stay married to her. Tana Rabbanin, the Bryce says like this, Tana Rabbanin, Ein Mekavlim Gerim L'Maisa Mashiach. When it comes to L'Maisa Mashiach's times, we won't be Mekavlim Gerim then. As far as Chitim and all the Goyim are going to see, Makia, Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're all going to want to become Gerim, we won't accept them then. Ki Yitzaboy, Lekiblu Gerim, Levi May David. At the times of David HaMelech, the Malchus David, he saw the greatness of the Melech of Yisrael. The Goyim were jealous, they wanted to become Jews, we didn't accept them. For Levi May Shleimai, not his man Shleimai HaMelech, also Shalom Peace, Shleimai HaMelech, his godless, that the Goyim saw that they were jealous, they wanted to become Jews, but not Makabal them. And Omer Reb Lezer, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? Pasuk in Shayo, Hein Gor Yogur, Efes Mayoisi, Migor Itoch, Olayich Yipo. Al Idoch Loi, other ones no. In other words, who's Mizgaya, Rashi says? Hein Gor Rashi, Habol Mizgaya, Yogur Efes Mayoisi, Bioid Shein Ani Imchem, Yizgaya Dainu Bezman Azeh. If a Goy wants to become a Jew, it's only Geris, like when Hashem is not with us. Well, we're not so popular. Migar itcha lech yipol. Migar itcha ben yusecha. Kasher mata. He could only be mekabel gerim when Christ was a poverty. When the anius. O lech yipol. Leila ma bo yipol. Yincho. Ma shenken avol idach loy. But if they want to be mezgaya when Christ was being the godless, then lechatchino we're not mekabel the gerim. So pshat poshir is that lechatchino we're not mekabel them. But if we would be mekabel them then, the gerim would be chal. Because halacha we hold, as long as they're mekabel to be a Jew, the geris is chal, even though they have another reason why they're doing it. But the mitzvah of the geris is chal, providing that it was a emes of kabbalah's geris. By a conservative geris, the shalom is called geris altogether, because it could be there's no kabbalah's geris. I mean, even though they have other reasons why they're doing it, but I call upon them, there has to be a kabbalah's geris. There's halacha how to make a ger. There's halacha, you have to have tefillah, you have to have milah. You have to have a good Kabbalah mitzvahs right now. They have to mekabel upon themselves that they will do the mitzvahs. And there's no Kabbalah sa mitzvahs, there's no geris. Here the pshat is they mekabel the mitzvahs, but they're doing it for another purpose also. And that's what Nehemiah says is no good. The halacha we hold it is good. But it's only if there is a good Kabbalah's geris. But whoever was misguided, the person did do a good job, then avada, that's not called geris. Right. Hanitun aleshesish. What's going to be the story now if a rumor went around that this Chaim lived with somebody's wife? Not on a Shiksa, not on a Shivcha, but he lived with an Eshes Ish. So the Gemara says what? The Mishnah says what? That the Chur is called the Saita. We have a Sofik, a rumor right now. We have a Sofik, maybe you live with her. So even if the husband gives his wife a get, this other person, this Chaim, cannot marry her. And it's also Medi Raisa, you have to give her a get. Omar Rav, Rav says Uvedim. The Mishnah case is talking about there were Edim there about the rumor. It wasn't just some lady told the gossip. It was Edim that were made that the rumor is true. Rashi says like this, Uvedim, hold it now, not that we say, Yoitzi zeha choshud, shenichnas, that if this choshud, this guy is married, this Gerusha, that he has to give her, he has to get rid of her now, could go in Shabu Edim Akurlarishin, that Edim came, Shero Shazin Simai, that Edim Mamish came and said, yes, we know that first rumor that went around, that this Chaim lived with her, is true. There is Mamish Edim came and told us that we know that he lived with the Eishes Ish. Therefore, it's a regular din Saita, that the Torah says, v'nitma two times, that me derise these osir on this Ishel Eilam. Even if she gets a get from her husband, she can't marry the second person. That's what we're talking about. Only when there were Edim there. But Mashma Stama Ruma, Stama suffered without Edim, we would not say Yaitzi. Then you would not have to, if the Chaim married the Gerusha, he would be able to stay married to her. That's what we say, he has to get rid of her, it's only because there were Edim. That's what Rav said. Omer Rav Sheshes, Amina, I say, Kinayim v'shochiv Rav Omer Laishmaititah. If Rav said this, he only said it when he was dozing off, like falling asleep, because he didn't know what he was saying at that time. Because the kids he's saying is wrong. Rashi, Kinayim v'shochiv Rav Omer, yeah, that he didn't know the Tanya to Yufta, because I have a kasher on this. The Tanya, because we learned like this. But since I have a kasher on Rav, like Mustama Rav didn't really mean it. He said it when he was dozing off. I have a kashka like this, the Tanya we learned. Hanit on Aleshus Ish, his son, there's a rumor going around that this Chaim lived with an Ish, with a lady, with a married lady, V'yotziyoi, and then V'yotziyoi al Yodoi, and the husband gave his wife a get because of this, since the rumor went around that some man lived with your wife, so you gave your wife a get. V'nizgash mitachas yadachar, and the story was now a third person. Not the Chaim, not the original husband, but a third person now married her. And he gave her a get also. She received a second get now. Now Chaim goes and marries her. Now the first boyol goes and marries her. The din is, in Konas, if he marries her, lo yaitzi, he doesn't have to give her a get. That's what it says here. So Rashi says, V'nizgashim mitachas yadachar, Ruvein nitan aldina. Story was the rumor going around that Reuven lived with an Eisha Sish with Dina. Eisha Shimon. Dina was married to Shimon. The Girsha Shimon. Shimon gave his wife a get, the suffix Saita, he gave her a get. Vinosa Nachshon. And the third person Nachshon married her. The Girsha and Nachshon gave her a get. Now, in Kimsa Reuven, if Reuven marries her, now Miyata La Yaitzi, Reuven does not have to give her a get. Reuven is glad to stay married to her. That's what the Brisa says. Now, what are we talking about here? Hey Chidomi, what's the case talking about? If there are Edim that we know 100% that Reuven lived with Dina when she was Eishes Ish, so she became a Saita. And the din is that Reuven's also to Leilam, for at the Gemara, Ki Yossi Yachar, even though Nachshon came in between and married her, the Yassike, Lekoila, my heavy, what's the difference? That Lamaisa now, Reuven should be also to marry this Dina. Because since there are Edim that Reuven lived with Dina when she was Eishes Ish, she became a Saita, she's also Lielam to Reuven. So how come after Dina got married to a second husband, now Reuven's mutter to her? How could that be? So the kids, they can't be that they're Edim. Elolav Yek Edim. We have to talk about the case here, there's no Vadi Edim. We don't know from Edim that Reuven lived with Dina. There's only a rumor going around town. People are talking about it, that they talk Reuven lived with Dina. But we don't know for sure, there's no Edim. So then it says what? Now, why do we say if Reuven marries Dina, he's allowed to stay married to her? Only because Nachshon married her in between. After Shimon gave Dina the get, before Nachshon married her, right away Reuven would go and marry her? Maskinon, then we would be Moitzi. They said they can't stay married. You see, clearly, even though there's no Edim to the rumor, still, if a rumor went around town that Reuven lived with Dina, when Dina's wife, Dina's husband, when Shimon, gives her a get, if Reuven marries her now, Reuven has to get rid of her. You see, not like Rav, it's not a din only because there are Edim that Reuven was Mizana with Dina. Even without Edim, just with the rumor alone, also be the same halacha. Here it's Mashma only because Nachshon came in the picture, middle person came in the picture, is she mutter to stay married to Reuven. But if there wouldn't be a middle party, then Reuven is also to stay married to Dina. So Marit says no. Omalach Rav, Rav can answer you like this, I'll tell you no. Who adin diafagav the loyosi achor viyastake lekerla? Maybe no. If you're telling me now that there's no Edom here, the halacha is Reuven does not have to give her get. If the rumor was that Reuven lived with Eshes Ish, so halacha is then, if it's only a rumor, when the Eshes Ish gets a get, Reuven is allowed to marry her. Why does the Brisa say Nachshon, a third person, was a party in between? So Rav says, no, who had the Navagad lo yosi yachav yastakei lekerla? Even if there wouldn't have been an in-between party, there wouldn't have been a Nachshon, still, Reuven would be allowed to marry him. So that's Rav's halacha, that when do we say that Reuven the boyo can't live with Isha? Only if there were Edim that Reuven lived with Dina when she was married to Shimon. But if there weren't Edim, then Reuven could marry her. For the Gemara Yochi is so, Edim Afkinan, they're like this, the cloud is like this. If there are Edom there, then we talk about Afkiyim, that's Rav's halacha. Then we say Reuven, the boyol, can never stay married to Dina. Elek Edom, but if it's only a rumor, there's no Edom that really Reuven ever lived with Dina, Leim Afkinan, then we do not tell Reuven he has to get rid of Dina. If after Dina got a get from a husband, Reuven's allowed to marry him with Yeraisa. Vokhi Kovah, this is what the Bryce means according to Rav. Even though Nachshon came in between, and after Dina received the get from her husband, Nachshon married her, and after Nachshon gave her a get, now Reuven wants to marry her, the Chiddush is, lechatchila lo yikones. Still lechatchila Reuven should not marry her. That's the Chiddush. I would have thought since somebody else was in between, maybe the rumor got out already, and people won't talk about you anymore. No. The mice of the rumor is still known, and if you at any time are going to marry Dina, people are going to say, oh, see, the rumor they said about you was true. So, look, at Chilam and Rabbon, and you're never supposed to marry her. But if you do marry her, the Kedushin is Chal, and you're allowed to stay married to her. Only, like Rav says, if there were Edim that Reuven lived with Dina, then he's also to stay married to her. That's also, Venitma, Venitma, Din Saita, the boil is always also to her. So it could be Rav is true. So tomorrow, Mace, we have another Kasha. The Medvar Mamurim, when do we say this halacha that Rashi Shim Konas Anitoin Yotzi? When do we say the din of our Mishnah is the rumor? The rumor was that he was Mazana with the Eshes Ish. Later, if he marries her, he has to give her a get. When do we say this? Kishain Leibonim. Only if by the first husband they didn't have any children. Kishain Leibonim. Then he has to get rid of her. Avu Yesh Leibonim. Let's say by the first husband, Dina was married to Shimon. Peheter. And now Reuven came along with Mizdana with Dina. Now let's say Dina already had children from Shimon. If the first marriage they had children, then we say like Taitse. Then we say that if Reuven marries Dina later, so the case is again like this. Dina was married to Shimon and they had children. And then it came around the rumor that Reuven lived with Dina. So Shimon, the husband of Dina, gave her a get. She's a Suffolk Saita now. He gave her a get. Now if Reuven marries her, the Lachri is like Taitse. We say he doesn't have to get rid of her. Why? Because if you're going to get rid of her, people are going to say now, why do you have to get rid of her? Because you lived with her when she was an Eshes Ish. So people are going to say, the first children are Mamzerim. That's what people are going to say. So, Benedva Mamurim, Kishen Labonim, when there's no children involved, there's no child of a Mamzer, then we say, when Reuven marries Dina, he has to give her a get. Even though people say, the reason why you have to give her a get is because you lived with her when she was an Eshes Ish. And a chanami. Avu yesh labonim. Let's say Dina had children from a first husband. Then loy taitse. Then we say when Reuven marries her later, Reuven does not have to give her a get. Because we're afraid if we'll have to give her a get, people will say it was true that he lived with them. And maybe the kids are mamzerim. That's what people will say. Shrashi. Avu yesh labonim. Min arishin loy taitse. The chimafki lo. Ko machzikun lekoy lo kamoi. V'yavdina loy mamzerim. If you're going to say that Reuven has to get rid of her, people are going to say now the first rumor was true, that this Reuven lived with Dina when she was Eshes Ish, and therefore maybe she became pregnant from that via, and the kid is a mamzer. So in order people should not talk like that to the kids of Mamzerim, the Rabbanan said Reuven does not have to get rid of Dina. That's the law. The Yimbo Eide Tuma, but let's say Eidim come and say, no, we know for sure that this Reuven did live with the Eishes Ish, she did live with Dina. Then we say, Afilu Yesh Lakam Mebonim Teitse. Even though for the first marriage Dina had a lot of children, what can you do about it though? If there are Eidim that Reuven lived with Dina, so Reuven is the Boyle, that's Midiraisa, Reuven is also to live with Dina. So if he marries a lady, he has to give her a get. That's this Din. So Hura Sarai, not like Rav. Because the Brisa says clearly, if there are Eidim there, then he always has to get rid of her. Mashma the Reisha is talking about where there are no Eidim there. Then we say, if they didn't have children, he has to get rid of her. But if he has children, that's the only time we say without Eidim, you're allowed to stay married to her if they have children. But Mashma, if they didn't have children with the first marriage, and the only rumor goes around that Reuven lived with Dina, the locker is if Reuven marries Dina later, he has to give her a get. Mashma, just with the rumor alone, Reuven has to give her a get, not like Rav. Rav says, Eidim, you only need, you Bedafka need Eidim. With just the rumor, you don't have to get rid of her. And here, the Reisha clearly is talking about without Eidim. Because the Reisha says, if you have children, you don't have to give her a get. And the Sefer says, when there are Eidim there, even with children, you have to give her a get. So the Reisha is talking about without Eidim. And still it says, if there's no children involved, you do have to give her a get. So we see, even without Eidim, you have to give her a get, you can't stay married to her. So Shkashan Rav. Rav says, only with Eidim, you have to give her a get. Skumarin says, Rav Muki Lo Lamasnisin, B'yesh Labonim Enoch Nami, Rav that says in our Mishnah, puts it on, B'yesh Labonim. There's Rav that said in our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah says, when Reuven the Boyle marries Dina, he has to give her a get. So Rav says it's Dafka with Eidim. You know why it's Dafka with Eidim? Because our Mishnah is talking about he had children from the first marriage. So therefore, if it would have just been a rumor, we would be choshed not to call the kids Mamzerim, not to be Yotzei. But since our Mishnah says Yotzei, it's Dafka because of Eidim. So therefore, no Kash and Rav. Rav also agrees that when do you need Eidim? Only if there's children involved. But if there's no children involved, then even without Eidim, even just a rumor, the locher is Reuven can never marry Dina. And if he does, he has to give her a get. Rav Muklo Mastisim Vieshla Bonim Vieshla Eidim. For the Gemara, me Duchka the Rav Muklo Mastisim Vieshla Bonim Vieshla Eidim. What does Rav have to do that for? Why? What forced Rav to say that the Mishnah Dafka talking about with Eidim, and yet as that sign they were talking about a case where they had children? Who said that? Let Rav say our Mishnah is talking about without children, and still Reuven has to give her a get. The pshat is anytime, even with a rumor, without Eidim, you have to give her a get. What forced Rav to say our Mishnah is talking about with children, and therefore it's only with Eidim? So tomorrow, right? Hey, the time of the Eidim mafkinen, the lek Eidim loy mafkinen. Look, ma why didn't Rav one learn our Mishnah better? B'shein labonim. Our Mishnah is talking about this Reuven now marries Dina later, and the case is that Dina had no children yet. Then we say, I forgot the lek Eidim, even though there are no Eidim that Reuven ever lived with Dina, still the din is he has to get rid of her. Who forced Rav to say, I'm just talking about Dafka when they have children? So Marin says, well, my Rava says like this, Masnisin Kishisa, the Mishnah was Shver to Rav. Ma Ira the Tani, Hoy Tziyoy, how come the Mishnah says in Lashonov? Hoy Tziyoy, says the Mishnah, Misha Hanitin Aleshis Ish, Vyoy Tziyuhu. Mashma Bezdin forced her to go out. What's the Lashon Vayitziyu? Mayra Tony Vayitziyu, listen to Vayitziyu. The husband's son gave her a get. What's the Lashon of Vayitziyu? They took her out. They forced her. Elakol Vayitziyu Bezdin. Mashma Bezdin forced Shimon to give his wife a get. U Bezdin B'yedin L'Demafki. That Bezdin forced somebody to give a get to his son, his wife, only if there were Eidim that they had Znus. If it would have only been a rumor, Bezdin would not force him to give a get. But since the Mishnah says a Lashon of Vayitziyuhu, Mashma Bezdin forced Shimon to give Dina a get, Mashma caused the Eidim there that Reuven has Nus with Dina. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So therefore, since the Mishnah is talking about that the Eidim, therefore that's why Rav learns our Mishnah is talking about the Eidim. And what's the case of Dafkun the Eidim? Because they had children. When they have children, then you only Yotze because of the Eidim. The Yvoyisim, another Torah says like this, Yvoyisim, Hani Masnisin Rebbe. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Echonami, Rav, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Tanya like this, Reichel Yoytse, V'isha Chageris. Rashi says it like this, that, Yvoyisim, V'loy Bonim. Our Mishnah is talking about without children. And still, V'loy Bonim, L'nafka B'loyedim. Maybe not. The boy is saying, no. Rav says the din all over. That wherever there's no Edim, even if there's no children involved, it's never mafki. Rav only says it's mafki only with Edim. You had a brisa before that's mashma with a rumor alone. We are mafkiya. We tell they can't stay married, even though there's no children involved. So it's a kash and Rav. The Teretz says, this last brisa is not like Rav and Echnami. That's according to Rebbe Shita. Now what's Rebbe's din like this? The Tanya. Reichel, a person that sells jewelry. Rashi says, Reichel, Moichel, Samin. He sells a perfume. Lenosh, Miskashik, them. He sells makeup. Kisses, man goes around selling makeup to ladies. Is Reichel, Yates, he goes into the house. V'yisha, Chageris, Besinner. Now, after this man selling the makeup leaves the house, now the husband comes home, and he finds his wife wearing Chveis, a sinner, as to the apron. Rashi says, Reichel, Yates, means Vinabayis. Right after the makeup man leaves the house, now the husband comes home. Well, Moses says Ishti finds his wife. She chageres besinah. She's wearing an apron. Mechuyer adarva doesn't look nice. Shlahiti rosam yaleel liznus. Like Rashi said, next Rashi sinner who came mechnesaim the type of a girdle. Shoyu anoshim chageres letznius. The noshim used to wear it for tznius. So if the husband came home and saw that she wasn't wearing it, the husband has the right to say mistar meshiyaz nus. With this merchant selling the makeup, and therefore he's also to her. That's Rabbi Shita. Reichel Yosef Isha Chageres Besinor Amar Rabbi Hoylo Mechur Radover doesn't look nice. Teitzei. The husband has to get rid of his wife. That's called the Saita. He has to get rid of her. What about Reichel Mala Menakila? The husband comes home and he finds spit on top of the bed. The kilo of a canopy on top of the bed. So the husband looks on top of the canopy and sees spit there. What is it doing there? A Rebbe, Hoyle, Mechura, Dover, doesn't look nice. Teitzei. You have to let your wife, you have to get rid of your wife. Rashi says, Reichel Mala Menakila. Our Reichel Yosef, the same thing. When the makeup man just left the house. Koi, the husband comes home. Omotzabal Reichel Mala Begaga Kila. The husband now goes into his bed, and he sees on top of the bed there's spit there. Shalmi Tosoi. Is me Zorak a Reich? Who spit the Reich on top of Lamala? Kiyam HaSheichel upon of Lamala. Only if somebody's lying down flat, his face facing upward, if he spit, the spit goes up on top of the bed. His Hilkach Zimtzazu, the Pshav was his wife, was lying that way, or the Reich was lying that way, for Rokukov Vishat Tashmis. Rokukov, she did Mashma. And she was lying flat down, and in the middle of Tashmis, she spit upwards. The kids of the husband comes home, has any chshosha that maybe his wife had znus with this reichel, with this merchant selling the makeup, he has to get rid of his wife. So you see, according to Rebbe, even without Edim, any time it's mechuy radavra, doesn't look nice to the husband, the husband has to get rid of his wife. That's also called a saita.
How are you
going to
spit in the mouth
of the husband? Well, it has to be cases that there was a chshosha there. He knows. He knows he wasn't home for less than 12 hours when it's right up ready. Manola mafuchim tachas amit. The husband comes home and finds these shoes backwards. Is Amar Rebbe Hoyle mechura davis? Something's fishy here. What are the shoes doing backwards? Teitzei again. The husband has the right to say mistami has nus with him. The same case when the reichel leaves the house. Then the husband comes home, so the husband has to get rid of her. For the Gemara manola mafuchim lechse demaninu. The other meaning was the shoes are different shoes. So see whose shoes they are. See if they're your shoes or not. Elo, it means to say is moki manola mafuchim. In other words, the Mokama, she says, Nikir Mokama Vichosan Biyofer, Tachas Amita. So you could tell the footprints were different. So you could tell the footprints were different, you could tell that Reicha was near the dead here, so therefore you have a right to say that he has this with your wife, and the din is Taitse. Where it says of the Hilkos HaKavos the Rav, the Hilkos HaKavos the Rebbe, I the Chura Kasha, Hilkos HaKavos the Kasha, I'll be called the Possum, I'll be called my Possum. Alright. We'll go with this tomorrow. Stop here. You heard him that chafei. Again, last Gemara says what? That Rav is the one that says, Yoni Moitzi with Edim. Only if the room has Edim to it. Yabraisa was mashm even without Edom also Yemoitzi. So Mara says that goes according to Rebbe. The Rebbe's halacha was a tanya again. Let's come on the Chavdal Mabez. Roichol Yoitzi. If you have a roichol, a merchant that's selling the makeup, leaves the house, and the husband comes home. The Ishach Lageras Besinu, when he sees his wife wearing this apron, is Amar Rebbe Hoylu Mechura Dover, something's fishy here, is Taitse. He's supposed to get rid of your wife. Reik Lamala Menakila, you find that on top of the bed, the canopy, there's spit. Sineman, your wife was lying down then, he was on top of in the middle of his nus, and she spit up. That's what the spit is doing there. Is Amar Rebbe Hoylu Mechura Dover, since something's fishy here,